Hey, Relevant Leaders, welcome to this month's Relevant Leader Monthly. As we said, we started these last month. You're going to be getting these every month in your email, and the whole reason we do these is because Jesus is the hope of the world, his local churches and agents of hope, and great leaders of the hope of the church, which means you are the hope of our church. Like, that's it's actually crazy to think about. And so we just want these to help equip you to be the leader who God's created you to be a leader who's a highly effective influencer. And I'm excited. Bo and I started a conversation last month. I'm so excited to have Bo back. Bo's been a mentor of mine for 18 plus years. One of the most highly effective, best highly effective influencers I know, leaders. And so, Bo, thanks for coming back and hanging with us again.
So fun.
I said last month, our goal is not to equip people to be perfect leaders or have perfect leaders, but to be leaders, all of us, who are highly effective influencers. And we kind of say there's four elements to being a highly effective influencer. Number one, people want to follow you. And last month, I asked you the question, what advice would you give to people? And you said, in order for people to follow you, you're going to need to have integrity. Yeah. And if you missed last month, go back and watch that, because people not want to follow if you don't have integrity. The second element is people want to go there. Highly effective influencers people are wanting to go there, wherever they're leading, toward that goal, that mission, that purpose, that initiative. And I said, what advice would you give to people, our leaders, to be highly effective influencers, to make people want to go there? And you said vision. Yeah. Man, you got to have vision and passion. And it was so good. Go back and listen to last month's. But the final two elements of being a highly effective influencer is people are actually getting there toward wherever you were leading, toward that vision, mission, goal, initiative. And then four, other leaders are being equipped and reproduced. So I want to ask you a question around each of those final two today. And my first question is, what one piece of advice would you give every leader to become a highly effective influencer who's actually producing results? Meaning people are actually getting there, where they are leading, to that mission, to that goal, to that vision. What advice would you give?
You know, really, Ronnie, I'd put it to you, you're living pretty clear. You've got to be clear. I mean, you really do.
Yep.
People have to know what the wins are. You know, if you look at it that way, the idea is that, you know, we see the vision, oh, you've got me fired up. I know you're a person worth following. Now, show me.
Yep.
You know, what is it? Take me through that. I think it has to be with clarity.
So what would you say, whether they're leading a team, whether you're leading a small group, whether you're leading a whole ministry, what are the things of the people you're leading? Like, you've got to be clear about these things.
Yeah.
Is there any specific thing, like, doesn't matter what you're leading, you've got to be clear on?
Yep.
Or do you feel like it changes based on what you are?
I think that, you know, if you're working most of your hour, let's say with volunteers, one of the things you've got to be clear on is obviously what gifts are needed. I think that's very important. Who are you looking for as the leader? If I'm wanting someone who's going to be a greeter at the door, I want them to have hospitality gifts. Or if I want someone who's going to be working on with the cameras, I want them to have a heart that knows how to do programming. There's a desire. So I think it starts with gifts. And then I would add to that, you got to make sure that they understand what amount of time and what a win looks like. I use that a lot, but how do we win?
Yep, yeah, and so I think this is so key for whether it's we're leading a small group of people or whether leading a small team of people. For those of you who are team leaders, clarity is king. Clarity wins.
It is.
So I want to tell a story.
Yeah.
You had just agreed to mentor me. I'm 23 years old. And I was like humbled, and I'm so grateful. And we're gonna have our first appointment. And I met you at your office. We're gonna drive over to Starbucks, and I get in the car, and I'm like, I just got to start asking you questions right away.
Yeah, he did too.
I did. And I said, hey, Bo, when you were leading, you know, because Bo used to lead a student ministry where every week they were reaching 2,000 high school students. And I said, when you were leading that, outside of God moving, what made it successful? Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget your answer. And it's so cool you answered it this way. You said one word without hesitating. You said clarity.
Yeah.
You said all of my small group leaders knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
All the students knew what the purpose of small group was. They knew what the purpose of the teaching was. They knew what everyone knew when they served, what the expectation was and when they were supposed to be there, and
that's right.
And everyone was clear and held accountable to it.
Yeah.
And Bo, to me, that was the best guidance you ever gave me as a leader. Mm-hmm. And honestly, just kind of through that story, for you team leaders and group leaders, have clarity. I mean, have clarity. When with your T-Life group or small group, do those people even know why you're there?
That's right.
And what the purpose of even, like, what are we trying to accomplish through this group?
Yeah.
Your team members, do they know what they're supposed to be doing and when they're supposed to be doing it? Otherwise, people will never get
there.
So, man, for people to produce, people actually get there, I love it. Got to have clarity.
Right.
So here's my last big question for you. What one piece of advice, this is around that fourth element, what one piece of advice would you give to every leader to become a highly effective influencer who's actually equipping and reproducing other leaders?
You know, Ronnie, I think it starts with the leader, the ones of you are leading, that I'm really, I know this sounds, you're praying, obviously, but I'm really trying to identify who I need to invest in.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, there is a selection process.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know, and that's not meaning that you're leaving people out. But if I've got to really look at someone who desires and wants to be in the game.
Yep.
They got to want to be a player.
Yep.
And so once I find that person, I vest him. I put him on the field. I spend time with them. I make sure that they understand, here is it, I believe in them.
Yeah.
I make sure that I'm speaking truth and saying, you've got gifts. We can do this.
Yeah.
And so what that does, the person you're selected to reproduce, then they're saying, okay, coach me.
Yeah.
You got to coach them up, right? I do.
Yeah.
You got to coach them up. You got to pick them and put them on your team.
Yep. Yeah, I love, you know, one thing we say all the time around here is that, you know, books don't make leaders. Classes don't make leaders.
Yeah.
Seminars don't make leaders. Leaders make leaders.
That's right.
And so I know you've dedicated your whole life to this be with, like, invest your life into, how can leaders begin to do that? Because I know, like, as we're thinking, we call it apprenticing here, and our whole goal is that every leader has an apprentice.
Yeah.
Every small group leader is apprenticing someone to become a small group leader. Every team leader is apprenticing someone to become a team leader. When it's this be with thing and investing into them, I know everyone's going, but I only have so much time. What advice or what guidance would you give for our team leaders and group leaders that, like, you can start doing this right now to just start that be with intentional apprenticing process into those people?
And really, I would say to you, seriously, it really is be with them. And okay, if they're on my team, okay, they're an example. We're showing up a certain time, you're setting up whatever, you know, group of, you know, leaders, volunteers you're working with. I ask them, hey, let's meet me 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying, I just give them that little extra, I believe in you. I make sure I take them around and show, hey, here's why we're doing it. And honestly, Ronnie, what you guys are doing with the HEIs, it's you're doing the whole thing over. They know that they want to follow me. They trust me. I'm casting that vision. I'm making sure they're talking about how we do it. But now I'm saying I pick you. So it's spending time with them.
Yeah, I love it. And it could be 10 minutes before, 10 minutes after,
yeah.
And just
hanging out.
Yeah, just being in their life.
Being
like, you're not going to reproduce and equip other leaders. None of us will without being with them.
Yeah.
More than just showing up and going through the motions. And they're not checkers.
Yeah, and they know it too. It's intentional. It's like, hey, Ronnie, I pick you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so I think it's when you think about apprenticing someone, apprentice someone that you like.
Yeah, you're in.
That you just want to go, and I want to be with this person.
Yeah.
And I think that's key. Like, it's so simple.
Yeah.
And yet sometimes we make it so hard. So, Bo, I just want to ask one final question,
yep.
And I didn't even tell you I was going to ask you this, but all of the leaders who lead here at Relevant, you know, you've been praying for our church from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You've been investing in our church from the beginning because you've been investing into me. I just wanted to, if you could say anything to all of our leaders here, whether it's advice or whether it's encouragement or whether it's whatever it is, I just want to give you an opportunity. Is there anything you want to say to our leaders just to say?
That's a tough one.
So, yeah, I know. So that's it.
That's tough to copy on that one, but, well, hey, here's what I would say. You know, I've had the opportunity here to do these interviews, but I think this is worth hearing, that you do have someone worth following, for real. That you know, Ronnie, you really are the real deal. And so I would say to you that, you know, we've been talking about vision casting and integrity. Well, obviously, you know, you're on this team and you're following him. And then I would just say to you, you've got a wonderful church. Ronnie showed me around. I've heard more of what's behind the scenes, but I saw so many of you, volunteers, that are committed. I mean, and enjoying it. And I would just say for you, you just gotta, you gotta put your hands in the middle and buy totally into what it means to make a kingdom impact like you're making. And then dream big. I really would, no matter what you're doing. I mean, like, we have a big God. And when I say dream big, I'm not talking about all these numbers, but people matter to God. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people represent relationships and friendships, and you guys get all that. But I'd say dream big. You have a big God, and go get it. You know, get in it.
Get in
go
it.
Go get it, because yep. they got it. Listen, you're going to lead them, bro.
Yeah.
You're a good leader, Ronnie. I love you, dude.
Thanks. I love you. I love you. Well, hey, leaders, you guys don't even realize, I mean, how amazing it is to have Bo just here with us. Bo, I love you. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for, you know, obviously to be here, but just take the time to love me and invest in me. And
fun, man. God's good.
It's great. Hey, what's one next step you could take? Talk about it all the time. You can't, we covered, you know, talking about those four elements, and then with each of them, you know, talk integrity, we talked about a little bit, vision, talked to that a little bit, clarity, and then, you know, being with. Is there a next step as you listen to those four things that you just feel like, I want to take that step? You can't take all those steps, but just take one step. That's how transformation happens, one next step at a time. So take one step, be great leaders, because you are the hope of our church.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there
right?
There you go.
Hey, there we go. God bless you guys.